A report by Human Rights Watch finds civilians in Burkina Faso are suffering from an increase in attacks by armed Islamist groups and government security forces. The conflict has displaced millions and increased recruitment into armed groups, as Annika Hammerschlag reports for VOA.
Nearly 600 people were killed between January and April this year, triple the number in the same period in 2021, according to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The number of people displaced has also risen, reaching more than 1.8 million by the end of February of this year, a more than 4% increase since the end of January. In addition to terrorist groups, government security forces have become increasingly abusive and subjected civilians to unlawful killings and abductions, the report said. Corinne Defka is the West Africa director for Human Rights Watch. She says she's covered Burkina Faso for years and is particularly concerned by new atrocities being committed that she hadn't seen before.
Notably, the rape of girls and women. I documented dozens of cases of girls and women who were sexually abused and beaten as they foraged for wood, as they went back and forth to market, and as they fled their villages from fighting.
Burkina Faso's elected government was overthrown in January by military forces that blamed then-President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore for the rise in jihadist-linked violence. But in the more than 3 months since the coup, the junta itself has failed to reverse the trend and restore peace and stability. In early April, transitional president Lieutenant Colonel Ponori Sandaogo Damiba said he was implementing a new strategy that would show results within 5 months. The changes include replacing heads of command, improving equipment, and calling in retired military personnel. Annika Hammerschlag for VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Thousands of worshippers are lighting bonfires, praying, and dancing in a Jewish holy site in northern Israel a year after a stampede there that left 45 people dead. Wednesday's holiday festivals at Mount Meron are overshadowed by the memories of the 2021 deadly stampede, the single largest civilian disaster in Israel's history. Attendance at this year's festivities is limited to 16,000 people who had to secure their tickets in advance. Police said 8,000 officers would be stationed around the site to maintain order. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.